Study shows 450% jump in adult autism diagnoses, suggesting a trend in late diagnosis. The number of Americans diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder has nearly tripled over the past decade, with young adults aged 26 to 34 showing the most dramatic surge, a 450% increase. According to a new cross-sectional study published in JAMA Psychiatry on Wednesday, from 2011 to 2022, overall autism diagnosis rates increased by 175%, the authors found. The analysis showed an unprecedented rise in ASD diagnoses, jumping from 2.3 to 6.3 cases per 1,000 people over the past decade, with women and minority groups experiencing the sharpest increases. While autism is typically diagnosed in childhood, the condition is lifelong and may require ongoing support through adulthood. Researchers included data from 12 sites in the Mental Health Research Network, focusing on patients enrolled in participating health systems for at least 10 months per calendar year. Young adults see sharpest rise. While children ages 5 to 8 showed the highest overall diagnosis rates, young adults aged 26 to 34 experienced the most significant increase, 450% between 2011 and 2022. Sex differences also emerged in the data. Among children, female diagnoses increased 305% compared to 185% for males. Adult women saw a similar trend, with diagnoses rising 315% compared to 215% for men. Researchers noted these figures likely underestimate ASD's true prevalence, particularly older female adults, as many would not have been screened in childhood and remain undiagnosed. Racial and ethnic patterns. The study revealed accelerated diagnosis rates among racial and ethnic minority children compared to their white peers. Unlike among children, racial and ethnic disparities seem to have persisted among adults, the researchers wrote. While white adults are still twice as likely to receive an ASD diagnosis as those from other racial and ethnic groups, according to a 2023 study, Black, Hispanic, and Asian children are now diagnosed with autism at higher rates than white children, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Looking ahead, researchers emphasize the growing need for lifetime support services. As the medically complex population of autistic people in the U.S. continues to grow and age into adulthood, projections of support needs across the lifespan will become increasingly important. Treatment possibilities for autism. While there is currently no cure for ASD, individuals can lead fulfilling lives with the proper support. Early treatment is crucial. It minimizes challenges, enhances strengths, and teaches new skills. Because every person with autism has unique needs, interventions should be personalized for optimal results. Early intervention services. Children under May 3rd qualify for autism services through state early intervention programs. Families work with experts to create an individualized family service plan, and therapy is provided by a team of professionals either at home or in daycare. Children aged 3 to 5 who qualify are entitled to free preschool services from local school districts or learning centers. These services often include therapy and learning assistance at home or in a classroom. For qualifying children, an individualized education program is developed, outlining goals for learning, behavior, social skills, and self-care. Special education services may continue until the child is 21, with reevaluations occurring at age 6 to assess the need for an IEP. Behavioral, psychological, and educational interventions. The following are additional intervention options. Applied behavior analysis. This step-by-step therapeutic approach focuses on cognitive, social, language, and self-care skills. It reinforces minor improvements to develop or modify behaviors while reducing disruptive actions. Early Start Denver model, designed for children aged 12 to 48 months, this therapy combines ABA techniques and interactive play to foster language, social, and cognitive skills. Floor time, this is a relationship-based therapy where caregivers engage directly with children at their level. It can be used alone or alongside ABA therapy. Speech-language therapy. This therapy helps improve verbal and nonverbal communication skills. Occupational therapy. Occupational therapy addresses delays in fine motor skills and sensory integration challenges, which are crucial for many autistic children. Relationship development intervention. This family-centered therapy aims to enhance social and emotional skills. Parents receive training to support their child's development. Medication. While no medication can cure autism, some can help manage specific symptoms. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, medications like fluoxetine, paroxetine, and fluvoxamine can reduce ritualistic behaviors. Antipsychotic medications, drugs such as risperidone may help with self-injurious behaviors, but come with potential side effects. Mood stabilizers and psychostimulants, these can assist individuals dealing with inattention, impulsivity, or hyperactivity. By pursuing any of these treatments, families may greatly improve the quality of life for individuals with autism.